Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story. Normally these are stories of stupid things, but I have a story of a Hollywood superstar whose hoo-ha is out of control and needs to be stopped.
Holy crap. What the hoo-ha?
It's going to be a huge warning.
Okay. Can't wait. My story, a guy gets arrested. Apparently he was, did you know it's illegal to live at an airport? Apparently, because this guy got arrested for living at an airport.
All right. Yes. We'll hear that.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
California fellow was arrested at California. He was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, and it was determined that he had been living there for like half a year.
What?
Yeah, 36-year-old guy. He arrived in Chicago from L.A., and he never left. Two United Airlines employees spotted him in a restricted area of the terminal and asked for ID. He showed them an operations badge, which had been reported stolen in late October. They turned him over to the police, who placed him under arrest, charging him with trespassing, impersonating, and theft. Apparently, you can't count the airport as a residence, a permanent residence.
This was a really interesting Tom Hanks movie.
I just actually
The Terminal.
The Terminal, where he had to live.
Yeah, because his country disappeared.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
This is what happened to this guy. Do you think he did the cart thing for the change?
Oh, yeah. I used to do that when I worked at the airport. I would go, you get a quarter per back in the day. And then they busted me. They're like, you work at the airport, you can't do that. I'm like, why not?
They did bust me. You did work there.
I did. And I was able to just, as soon as I got off my shift, I'd go gather a bunch of carts and like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, this guy got arrested for it. So he
wasn't exactly hiding.
You're right, but it was COVID and
he was hiding in plain sight.
P-L-A-N-E. Look what you did there.
Tiak is our resident pun master.
Yes.
We made him happy with that one. So I told you there's going to be a warning. This is not out of Florida, but out of L.A., I assume.
A hoo-ha.
The story actually comes to us from the U.K. Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha is out of control and causing havoc.
No! Again?
You know she has a candle that's called This Smells Like My Hoo-Ha?
Yes, that's
from
right.
From her Goop line? Remember she had a rock you were supposed to shove
up somewhere?
So some woman in the UK lit the little thing it exploded, emitting huge flames with bits flying everywhere about her home.
Gwyneth's hoo-ha explodes.
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow has an exploding hoo-ha. The woman and her partner threw the flaming candle out the front door.
Wow.
Saying that it just about burned their house to the ground. So if you're out on the streets and you see Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha.
Okay. Just run the...
Run! Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.